for your black. It's time, word. Bird's timing. It's time, man.
One order radio, since the 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up.
We are the religion fan sound. Looking across the border. Cause we are clad body. You will come, we kill you already. And you and your followers, there is no form of threat to we call when it comes to lyrics.
Time goes by, and I for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, then leave out this soldier killer.
I get it. Yeah.
Right there.
Boom, 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 boom. Peace, victory, law now, aka Van City. How y'all feeling? It's your host, Supreme Freedom, aka HBD the God.
G-U-I-L-T-Y. Black.
We got our man Digi on the deck.
Digi, you know what I'm saying?
We got the digital scale, man. You know what I mean? The scale is to weigh out the balance, baby. We're dealing with that what? Freedom, justice, and equality.
Woo.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about freedom. Hey, yo, listen, Lord. I just want to open up with today's supreme mathematics being born. You know what I'm saying? You know, the ninth principle in the supreme mathematics. Now, you know, born, right? Born is to bring something into existence alive. You see what I'm saying? Because you could bring something into this world, but it could be dead. You know what I mean? Hence a stillborn. So here at One Order 6 o'clock Blitz, we want to manifest to bring something into existence that's alive, baby. And we got some hot grits on the stove today. Got some hot grits on the stove today.
Grits, yeah.
How many of y'all know about that grits?
Mm.
Ugh, runny and all that. I don't like grits, man.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that
man,
right
we
now.
On a different health kick out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's all about the alkaline energy climbing up your spine. One order here to free the dumb, deaf, and blind.
Uh-huh. 50 Cent sodas in the hood got them going crazy.
The devil planet fearing the heart of the black babies.
Hey, yo, Digi B, what's going on here? What's up with the energy of the earth right now, B?
Yeah, I'm just here chilling, you know.
Nice, nice. I can't wait to hear the set tonight. Hey, man, we got a lot going on, hard body.
Come on, man.
Yo, Supreme Freedom.
How much we got going? What we got going on, man?
Man, y'all seen it, man. Like, I mean, it don't stop here, man. It was from baby oil to, oh, my God, man, how many victims? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's scary out here, man. It's scary out here, man. Like, let's be real about it, man. Yo, there are some treacherous things going on out here in the earth, man.
Yo, man, I'm telling you, bro. You know what I mean? There's a lot of devils out there, bro. A lot of devils, you know? And you know, we was talking about, me and Digi was talking about it, right? Like, you know, everybody's got a choice, man. You know what I mean? You got a choice, you know?
Some people do, man, but you know what I mean? Do you have a choice when, you know what I mean, somebody, like, violates you?
Well,
without your, you know, without your knowledge?
Without your consent, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and check this, though. Just as many of those people who probably never went back also went back. You know what I'm saying? Also went back. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know where I want to go.
It's a balance of the scale, man. I brought it up for a reason, man. It's a balance, right? Because just like first things first, let's just be 100% here. We don't actually know because we weren't actually there.
Allegedly.
You know what I'm saying? We don't actually know. So
this is all alleged.
This is all alleged, right? This is all alleged. You know what I mean? You know, doing the knowledge to, you know. You know, the diddlers,
there's a lot of smoke, though.
Yo,
you know, you see one of the smoke, there's some fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, my man's was, you know, he was in a Catholic school, right? You know what I mean?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And And well, we just talking about, you know, the private school that he went to in Mount Vernon, right?
Oh, okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
and it was you that was actually telling me too, right?
Ooh, like there was, okay, man, we drying out here, man.
No, ain't no drying, God. Ain't no drying.
We drying out here.
We ain't drying, God.
Okay, just, guilty said it. That's hence guilty black. Okay,
nah,
go on.
Nah. But we was talking about how, you know, there was some molestation going on in that school, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Diddy was an altar boy, you know. There's many a cases of people being altar boys and getting molested. That's fact. That's actual factual. That's not no conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? At 1 Order, 6 o'clock Blitz, we gonna talk about the truth. We gonna talk about the truth.
You
the listener, you wanna hear some false? You wanna hear the truth?
What?
Call in and let us know! Yo, did you run the first joint? Let's go!
Okay then.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, Cool J with the triumphant comeback.
More a solo. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Overpowering, over the competition. I'm towering, wrecking shop. When I drop these lyrics, that'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest that'll all get sliced and diced. Competition's paying the price. I'm gonna knock you out.
Girl, you gotta know you'll always be my only one. The only one, the only one. Cause baby, you're the one. Tonight I'm taking off so I can make time for the one.
Yeah.
Cause you're the one, the only one.
Yo, baby, you're the one. Yo, floor seats, row five at the Barclays. My girl's physical, she wanna see Beyonce. Lipstick from hugging me close was on the collar. Tomorrow night, then we gon' crash the Oscars. Shout out to my L.A. jeweler for the chandelier around the neck. Yeah, my baby's the best. Her credit line is like Riz and Vines combined. She can ride off the lot at the drop of a dime. Rosé Minx, matching Dior's. I caught that overseas on tours. No makeup when she wake up. Sweatpants in the fat box braids. Watch when she laced up. She be in the kitchen like Patti LaBelle. With a bunch of jokes all day like Dave Chappelle. A checkbook queen who had to manage it well. In the bedroom she be doing it and doing it well.
Making some long bread, 38 with some bar heads and a table with strong legs. I'm more safe than y'all, cause I got that safe in the wall bread. New case for the squad, so if one break, then we y'all jam.
looked in the air, said a prayer, then I sat down to eat. I kept my background discreet. You need a pat down to speak. Past the nail shop, I'll probably dash out the feed. The emblem on the hood will make it with this flag down the V. I don't back down, my inner's coming strapped down for free. Out west, just for a week, but need a half pound of chief. I left town, and they ain't coming back round for weeks. Need a law for the NPR to count these racks out in peace. They ain't holding, they trolling. You never score with a whole one. Sent the package somewhere safe and then boarded the Boeing. Lost my way a couple times, asked the Lord where I'm going. Cause I keep it on me like I can't afford it to tote it. I ran my money up and they ain't think my daughter would notice. Now she in class, that Mark shake a bad cross on her shoulder. It's fucked up when you find out your dog was a cobra. The fed slick, get in a whip and can't talk to the chauffeur. The block coming. What happened to the streets? The streets, man, what happened to that? What happened to the streets? The streets, man, what happened to that? What happened to the streets? The streets, man, what happened to that? What happened to the streets?
You heard what I said. Hey, yo, what happened to the streets? Or at least, like me, solid dudes, earners, burners under the sea. A gentleman and a scholar, but a whole beast. I'll put the gun up, run up, and give you the two-piece. You really want to get it together? Call me. I'll get you little Indians together for a small fee. I'm followed by a nation and Indians, that's all me. A hood, Harvard, bachelor's degree, I OD. Love throughout the community, M-O-P. Diplomatic immunity, O-G. I'm certified worldwide to provide rawness. Uncut, don't give a fuck, pureness. The image of my logo is a globe. It's nowhere that the mobile wouldn't go. No, so thank fame for bringing you, me, dance, banned from TV.
What happened to the streets?
Yeah.
The streets, man, what happened to
M-O,
that?
M.O.
Man, what happened?
Planet Hank.
Man, what happened?
Planet Hank.
What the fuck y'all think? What happened to the streets? The streets, man, what happened to that?
Stars and chills in their veins. I'm the realest motherfucker with a little in his name. It's still in the game with the feel in the game. Type a nigga let his blood spill for his chain. Taking in blood.
Yeah,
I'm one that cut his ish. Came from the mud. All that color shit. I bang with the thugs. That I run up with the masks in your church. Cause money is the root of all evil. That's why they act for it in church. See, I don't hear y'all.
Nah.
And I don't fear y'all.
Nah.
I grizzly slap rap. Singing bed paws.
Fire!
I raise the heat on your thermometers. Bill Cosby pills, calling the street pharmacist. Physic, I'm an icon.
Physic,
that man is an A.
Physic,
banging out on beats.
Physic,
my nigga Planet Hank.
Physic,
boom bap ish. What happened to the beats? True raps ish. What happened to the streets?
What happened to the streets? The streets, man. What happened to that? What happened to the streets? The streets, man. What happened to that? What happened to the streets? The streets, man, what happened to that? What happened to the streets? The streets, man, what happened to that?
Yeah, we back.
Peace, baby, baby, baby. You know we had to hit you with that first joint. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. LL Cool J, 1990. Woo, golden eras, baby. Then we had that Wu-Tang joint. You know what I'm saying? And that was strictly for the ladies, man, you know what I mean? To all the honeys that's tuning in right now, that one was for you, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, we might drop a little maybe R&B ting, maybe one time or two ting, but we're going to hit you with that thug love. You know what I'm saying? You know, so my only one, right? You know, you had the whole, you had Ghosts on there, you had Capadonna on there, you know what I mean? Shout out to the Wu-Tang, you know what I mean? I saw the Wu-Tang live, man, and... You know, I've been to a few concerts in my life, man, but I hands down, man, Wu-Tang with Nas and De La Soul, that was probably the best concert I've seen, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard it was live, man. I've seen all the clips and stuff. It looked live, man.
You know what I mean? Sure. Like Ghostface, man, the brother still got the energy, bro. You know what I mean? Like he, you know, like he was on Protect Your Neck. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, I seen him at Top Fortune on his own gig a few years back there with Theodore Unit. And, he came with Sheik Looch and who else? Another dude anyway, right? Mm-hmm. And, yo, man, it was like going to Ghost's house, man. I'm telling you, man, he made you feel so comfortable, you know. That's the first time I seen rappers get paid for not even spitting. You know what I mean? That was the first time the brother just put the mic in the air. You know what I'm saying? You put the mic in the air. You know, and everybody else was spitting his verses. I was like, oh, this is how you do it when you get to this level. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
It was wild, man. It was wild. Yeah, shout out to Ghostface,
man. Yeah, man. And if you haven't checked out his latest project, man, Set the Tone, Guns N' Roses, you know, a lot of hot joints on there. You know what I mean? Champion Sound. 6 minutes with Jim Jones, you know.
Yeah, I heard that joke the other night, man. You know, I like Jimmy, though. That's just me, though, bro.
I like Jimmy, too, man, sometimes. You know what I mean? Like I was a big Jimmy fan when he first came out. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the whole Harlem, his first album. And it was like, you know, he had this one song. It was like, Harlem, Lennox, the East Side. Yeah. You know, like, you know, and then he had that joint with The Game. You know what I mean? Like,
Jimmy got joints, man.
I like that
new one he got with, man. Food,
oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah, he was telling me about that.
That beat is out, man. You know what I mean? It's out, man. I heard somebody that beat right there, you know?
Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy. But anyway, so moving on.
And we had the last joint. We had What Happened to the Streets by Benny the Butcher.
Nice joint.
M.O.P. and Planet Hank. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, Benny is proven to show consistency. You know what I mean? In the last 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really shown consistency. And that's the thing with, you know, the whole Griselda camp is that, you know, when it comes to those guys, I like the method. I like the methodology, right? You know, and we was talking about this last night. Well, we talked about this a lot, right? It's like, you know, the methodology, right? Like when you're an artist, right, and you coming up, you know, what's your game plan gonna be like, right? Like is it you gonna, you know, push one single for a minute? You know what I mean? You're gonna push a couple of singles, you know? And you know, as I was conversating with Guilty last night about it, and it's like, you know, if you're a really dope artist and you can continuously put out good product, yo, people is going to buy. You know what I mean? It's just like the streets, man. If you got hot product, people are going to continue to buy. You know what I mean? They're going to continue to buy. Simple as that. You know what I mean? They're going to continue to cop it. And, you know, it's very much, you know, like Biggie said, rap game, like the crack game, you know what I mean? It's very similar. You know, if your product's dope, people are going to buy it, you know what I mean? So, you know, I mean.
I don't know if we should be giving Biggie props or not. No, but anyway, you know,
if you're going to say it, talk about it then.
Well, man, this
you don't talk about
mean,
it. Talk
man.
About it, man.
I mean, oh, you know, I'm from the old school, right? So I done seen MCs before Biggie, right? But the new generation and stuff like that, you know, a lot of us old heads too, right? I mean, cool, top five, whatever, right? But like, there's some suspect lyrics in there, man. You know, you really gotta listen to, you know, some of them lyrics, right? And you know, we gotta stand for, like, you know, proper things, right? And I mean, I don't want to sound soft out here, but there's some suspect lyrics, man, that just ain't cool, you know what I mean? Right? Make you think twice, right? But man, Mans was on agendas, right? And you know, some people seen it, some people didn't, right? And a lot of things are coming to light out here now, you know what I'm saying? Man, I just want to touch on it like that. You know, people who know, they know what I'm saying, man.
Yo, call, you know, for all, you know, who you, for you who's listening, man, you know, call in. Tell us what you think about Biggie. Is he top five, dead or alive? You know what I mean? What you think? You know what I'm saying? And you know, because this is one of those things, right? Like, I know for me growing up, is like, you know, the first question somebody always, you know, who you like better, Tupac or Biggie, right? And it's like, you know, for me, I grew up listening to both. You know what I mean?
Well, that's so limited, right? Like, even somebody, sorry, man, no disrespect to anyone who said stuff like that, but, like, that's just so limited, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the the media pushing that narrative and people, just, you know, it's going through them, right? The energy and stuff like that, right? Because, like, are those the only two rappers on the planet, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like,
100%, 100%. Like, people,
come on, man.
Do the knowledge, do the knowledge. So let me continue with the wisdom, right? Because it's like, yeah, that's something that people would say, right? And it's like, for me, those aren't even like my top five. You know what I mean? Now, there was a time where Biggie was definitely on repeat for me. You know what I'm saying? The Ready to Die album was huge. You know what I'm saying? For me, Life After Death. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and we talking about back in the day when we had CDs, right? So I definitely had that stuff. But, you know, for me, like, you know, one of the albums that I ran so much was Wu-Tang Forever. You know what I mean? Like, that for me was like, that was like the album. And that was before, obviously, I had the knowledge. And, you know, and it's like, when you're young, you don't really understand completely, know or understand what people are really saying, right? But as you get older and you start to experience certain things, you're like, okay, you know, and that's what makes hip-hop so relatable. You know what I mean? But when it comes to, yeah, the agenda of people pushing, like, that narrative, like, oh, these are only two. Nah, man, there's tons of MCs. There's tons of MCs that, you know, I would say today, in my opinion, right, that are better than Biggie. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Kim, honestly, like, I know a lot of people not going to lie to me right now, but can't Biggie see Kool G rap? Like, really?
Most definitely not.
Really, though?
Most definitely.
You know
not.
What I mean? Like,
most definitely not.
Can Biggie really see Big Daddy Kane at his prime? You know what I mean? I mean, I understand Flavor and, you know, those guys came with the remakes, and obviously it's going to be nice. You came with the remakes. It was a hit already. You know what I mean? These other dudes is making hits without remakes. You know what I'm saying, man?
And this is the thing. So then the question is like, you know, right? Because when you find out that, you know, Diddy brought in a dude named Notorious B1 to basically
they bit his stuff.
They basically, you
they
know,
stole everything. The beat, the style,
the whole, the juicy, yeah.
You know what I mean? They stole everything. You know what I mean? And it's all coming to light now. You know what I'm saying?
And where I'm going with it is like, okay, so, you know, it's like, okay, so you know. In the music industry, there's a lot of people who songwrite for other people, right? There's a lot of ghostwriters, right? And, you know, I think this is a conversation that I'm sure a lot of MCs across the world have. Like, are you an MC if you don't write your own raps? You know what I mean? Can you call yourself an MC? And there's a lot of people who, you know what I mean, that don't write their stuff. You know what I mean? That are, you know,
that have number one hits. Yeah, we understand that. And that's the thing, right? And it's like, I think we touched on this before, but like, it's like, you know, if it's about the song, right? Mm-hmm. Some people look at it, it's about the song. And how do we achieve the best song,
mm-hmm.
right? Do you really care? Somebody wrote, this guy wrote the lyrics, this guy delivered the lyrics, you know what I'm saying? This other guy did the beat, right? But the song is a great song,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, that goes on in so many other genres of music, right? Now, as an MC, I believe, yeah, you have to, as an MC, right, artist, MC, you know, not entertainer MC, but artist MC, right? Yeah, I believe you have to. The penmanship, it has to come from you. Because is it real? Is it real? If somebody else wrote it, is that his vision? Right? And you're delivering it, you deliver it nicely. You know, it looks authentic, right? But is it really you? Is that, you know, where, you know, other MCs who write their own stuff, you can just tell, you know what I'm saying? Like, they.
The authenticity is, yeah. is and that's kind of where I stand with it. It's like, you know,